From Tidbits on February 13th, 2012, this is Tidbits Watchlist, Notable Software Updates, written by Tidbits staff. Buckle 1.0.3. Stairway Software has released Buckle 1.0.3, the recently debuted EPUB reader for the Mac that was developed in collaboration between Tidbits' own Adam Engst and Peter Lewis of Stairway Software. This update fixes an issue where EPUB files could have a temporary added to their display name, as well as a bug that could cause a table of contents to disappear after resizing the window when using macOS 10 10.6 Snow Leopard. Additionally, this release improves the discovery of display names for older EPUB files. Beatso 1.1.2. Rogue Amoeba has released a minor update to their minimalist audio recording app, Beatso, which fixes an issue that prevented the application from recording audio from Skype on the just-released macOS 10.7.3. Beatso 1.1.2 also brings compatibility with recording audio from the TalkToMe and MagicJack VoiceOver IP apps. The update is rounded out by an assortment of bug fixes and improvements. Firmware updates from iMac, MacBook Pro, and MacBook Air. Apple has released another batch of firmware updates similar in scope to the trio of updates from several weeks ago. The new iMac EFI Firmware Update 1.8 mid-2010 models, MacBook Pro EFI Firmware Update 2.6 early 2010 models, and MacBook Air EFI Firmware Update 2.3 late 2010 models. These updates, unlike the previous set, enable line recovery from an internet connection, and all of them require macOS 10 10.7.3 or later. Additionally, the MacBook Air update fixes an issue where the system could restart if the power button was pressed while waking from deep sleep. As with any firmware update, you should read the installation instructions carefully before installing. To ensure that you get an update only if it's necessary, we recommend relying on Software Update. If an update doesn't appear for you, it's not appropriate for your Mac. Carbon Copy Cloner 3.4.4. To celebrate the 10th anniversary of Carbon Copy Cloner, Bombitch Software has released Carbon Copy Cloner 3.4.4 with a myriad of new features, tweaks, and fixes. The popular donationware disk cloning and backup utility now provides support for archiving and cloning the Lion Recovery HD partition, and it can now clone a Lion installation disk image onto a physical volume. You can also configure scheduled tasks to wake or boot the system. The update also fixes bugs associated with remembering the last preset, scheduling tasks on the first of the current month, mounting a disk image under uncommon permissions conditions, and many more. ChronoSync 4.3 and ChronoAgent 1.3. Econ Technologies released ChronoSync 4.3 and ChronoAgent 1.3, both major updates that feature extensive refinements to the link between the synchronization backup application and its remote helper app. New features for ChronoSync include using SSL encryption while connecting to ChronoAgent 1.3, the capability to change the target folder / volume without losing state information from previous synchronizations, custom sync target names, and a function for restoring previously synchronized files. In addition to gaining SSL support over multiple platforms, ChronoAgent has been updated to better handle multiple simultaneous connections. Additionally, both titles are updated with Spanish, Portuguese, and Brazilian Portuguese localizations. Full release notes for ChronoSync and ChronoAgent are available. This is Tidbits, sponsored in part this week by Smile, Intego, and Noteboom Productions. To follow links, make comments, read related articles, and get updates via email, RSS, Twitter, Facebook, and our iOS app, visit us at tidbits.com. I'm Adam Engst, and thanks to Agen Schmitz for writing many of these updates this week.